Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Happy New Year! What's going on, Flip Empire community? Guys, I love you so much. If you are listening to this, episode 479, if you're listening to this on the day it's being released, it is December 31st. We are about to put 2020 in our rearview mirror and look forward and jump into 2021. I can't tell you how excited I am. First and foremost, how grateful I am for 2020. You know, some of you listening may have done a double take as I said that, but I mean it. I'm grateful for 2020, for all the challenges, for all the lessons learned, for the opportunity to live another year, to grow as a person, and to have the opportunity to, you know, be on this show as your host and just continuing to create content, publish these as episodes on the Flip Empire Show, and to hopefully be making a positive impact on you, your family, your life, your business, etc. So, having said that, I trust that you guys have taken the time to reflect. I trust that you've taken the time to draw from the experiences of 2020, realize where you need to sharpen the axe, realize how you need to grow, and just be very, very mindful, very purposeful, very intentional about how you want to live your life in 2021. You know, what kind of impact do you have? Who do you want to, what problems do you want to solve? Who do you want to help? Why does your business exist? And other than just making money. So just some questions to consider, to ponder, to reflect on. If you haven't taken the time, maybe if you have some things to consider or reconsider. So my friends, with that being said, I want to dive into something that I want to kind of share with you that I've had quite a few people reaching out to me, asking me about this, and just I continue to be overwhelmed by the positive feedback and whatever else you want to call it that I've received from the two debates that I have hosted and moderated, which I branded as REI. If you guys head over to reidebate.com, you can now see the two debates that I've moderated, single family versus multifamily, and the second one that we recently did earlier this month, storage versus mobile home parks. So if you go to reidebate.com, you can actually go in there. It's nothing's for sale, 100% free. You can access the debates and you can access the 8 valuable resources that each one of our experts and thought leaders has given you. Now, the reason that we gave that away is not just to help you in your business so that you can make more money, live with more freedom, and anything else that you might want to accomplish. But this was all born out of a desire to want to impact the wearegraces.org charity, which is a charity that I have been connected with for about 2-3 years now, which provides education and food for impoverished families and children in Antigua, Guatemala. But before I dive into that, this particular episode is I want to kind of take you back and kind of open up and reveal and share the story with you of how the real estate and investing heavyweights debate, how that idea was born, and not so much the story, because some people have been interested in that. But what I'm hoping you draw from this particular episode is, do you have an idea? Do you have something that you have been potentially wanting to do, wanting to create, wanting to put out to the market, but for whatever reason, you just haven't done it? I'm hoping that the story of the real estate investing heavyweights debate to benefit charity, I'm hoping that that maybe inspires you, or maybe that gets you kind of thinking a little bit different, because I know what it's like to have ideas and not act on them. You know, I forgot where I heard this or read this, but ideas are plentiful. Execution is scarce. I'm going to repeat that because the first time I heard it, it really just rang a bell with me. Ideas are plentiful. Execution is scarce, or scarce, however some people want to pronounce that. I have tons of ideas every now and then. If you're a visionary, your brain is constantly being attacked with ideas, right? And many of these ideas, the majority of these ideas, don't see the light of day. right? They don't have the opportunity to breathe and to benefit people and a community and serve at a higher level, right? And that's because visionaries are just constantly being flooded with ideas, but yet they need an implementer. They need someone, if that's not them, to then take the idea and follow up on it, right? Take action on it. And, you know, I'm a combination of both visionary. I'm not super, super off the charts high on visionary. And I'm not even super, super off the charts high on integrator. Although when I took Colby, you know, I'm higher on follow through than I am on quick start. I'm pretty decent. I think I'm a 6 or 7 quick start, and then I think I'm an 8 in follow through. So I think I might even have a little bit more integrator in me, but I'm high enough on visionary. When I took the test on Rocket Fuel now, you know, I'm above an 80. So I have a combo of both, but there's been ideas that I've had that I haven't really done anything with. And if you're listening to this and you have a pulse, you can relate to that. We've all had ideas that we haven't done anything with. Well, back in September, October, somewhere around there, I had an idea that I had been thinking about ways that I can, you know, continue to add more value to the Flip Empire show so that it can benefit you. How can I spread my message and go deeper, right? Not necessarily wider. While I would obviously, every podcast host or writer or content creator, they want a bigger audience, of course. But yes, I want a bigger audience, but I also want to go deeper and connect more with my existing audience, right? I certainly don't have the biggest podcast out there by any stretch. You know, it's a decent size, but that's never been my aim, my focus, and my goal. It's always been to go deep, an inch wide, a mile deep, to connect, to get very personal with you, very vulnerable with you. I've shared that on previous episodes. So in that light, I had been thinking, what else can I do? What's different? The desire that I have to continue to improve the show is what led me down this path and this journey to think of ideas. And I told myself, I said, I have no idea what's going to come to the top of mind for me, but whatever does, if it really just strikes a chord with me, I'm going to act on it. I'm not even going to think twice about it. Done is the new perfect. Let's just get the ball rolling. And I had a conversation with Dave Perigin. I was at the family reunion event. Matt Andrews, who is just a good friend and just awesome, awesome dude. He was hosting that event and he asked me to be on a panel speaking about podcasting, et cetera. And so I had the privilege of being on a panel with just some amazing other entrepreneurs and podcast hosts. And after that, I was having a conversation with Dave Perichin, and Dave Per, who was one of the experts on the single family versus multifamily, he was representing the single family side. Weeks prior, I had this idea about this debate. But I was still kind of fleshing it out. I didn't know what this looked like or how it was going to go. And then Dave Perigin approached me after the podcast panel. We were in line having lunch. He's like, dude, I got all these notes on why single family is going to crush multifamily, right? And I'm like, he kind of took in that. I'm like, Dave, that's a hot take. Most people probably, at least surface level, wouldn't agree with you. Elaborate. What do you mean? He's like, dude, I know you know, because I had mentioned to him this idea about this debate, and he was like, we should do a single family versus multifamily debate. I got so many notes. I got so many things that are going to go blow people's minds. And ironically enough, right in front of us in the line to grab lunch during this event was my good buddy, Rob Swanson, owner of FreedomSoft. And, you know, he's been in this business, you know, 20 plus years, and he's raised, you know, $10 million funds, and he's done thousands of deals. And now he's really, he took over FreedomSoft many years ago, and he's improved it so much. Fantastic, fantastic CRM. As a quick plug, flipempire.com/FreedomSoft. That is my affiliate link. If you guys don't have a CRM, and or if you're thinking about just, you know, going to another level with a CRM, I mean, he just continues to pour research and development into that product. So anyway, he was in front of me and it just clicked. I'm like, I know Rob Swanson's a big single family guy and he's as sharp as they come. So I tapped him on the shoulder. I go, Rob, I'm talking to Dave here about hosting a debate, single family versus multifamily. Would you like to be, you know, Dave's partner here and basically advocate on behalf and debate on behalf of the single family? He's like, He's like, dude, easy. He's like, just consider it done. Like, this is going to be easy. And I'm like, oh, this is getting good. Like, the single family guys are you know, popping out their chest and they're ready to go to war and battle with the multifamily guys. And most people that you would, you know, ask would say, no, multifamily, you know, economies of scale, et cetera, all these reasons why multifamily is just, it's bigger. It's, and I'm like, and then Tim Brotz is a good friend of mine. You know, when I think multifamily, he's one of the guys that come to mind. And I had several others that came to mind, and I ultimately ended up on Rod Cleef, who I've also had on the podcast. And so from the moment that I had that conversation with Dave and Rob at the family reunion event to the moment that I was behind the microphone live in front of, you know, several people on Facebook Live, it wasn't even, I don't even think it was 40 days. I want to say it was about a month, roughly. Yeah, maybe even less than a month, because I hosted that debate end of October, and that event was end of September, beginning of October. It couldn't have even been a month, I don't think. And so I want that story to kind of encourage you that if you have something that you think has legs, if you have something that you think would benefit people, act on it, do it. Like, just put it out there and just get going. Forget about trying to be perfect. Forget about trying to, you know, align the stars and all that, because that day is never going to happen. It's never going to come. And so where the idea for charity, once it started to gain momentum and steam, I put something out on social and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be moderating and hosting on the Flip Empire show this debate. It started to just gain traction, and they started to like smack talk each other, like, you know, in all fun, right? Nothing serious, but like they were having fun. We had a group text going on social media. Tim Brotz created a video kind of like poking at the single family guys. And then Dave Pearson created another Facebook Live video and going back at Tim Brotz and the single family guys. Rod Cleef got involved. Rob Swanson started even dropping some smack bombs. And it just became fun. And then Tim Brotz was like, dude, let's do this to promote a charity. And right when he said that, I was like, done. Absolute no-brainer. I wish I would have thought of that earlier. In fact, let me just go ahead and moderate and host this debate, see how it goes. But the reason for this is not just to have fun and to do something fresh and interesting and different and to provide value and content, but it's to raise money for charity. And there's a particular charity called We Are Graces that I've had the opportunity to get to know. I know they're the director, the board. I've been to Antigua, Guatemala. I've had an opportunity to interact with these families. These families live on dirt floors. They live in tin houses made out of like just corrugated metal. They live in a space that most of us would consider a closet. We've had the opportunity to go there and do mission work and install stoves and interact with these families. And what's left a tattoo in my heart is, despite the fact that these families live in poverty and less than, you know, $200 to $300 a month for a family of 4 to 6, despite the fact of their living conditions where there's bugs and flies, you know, just circling around them inside their home, dirt floors in many cases, just they live in poverty. Despite all that, their attitudes were so positive. They always wore a smile. They were so grateful and so outwardly expressive of that gratitude that it just left a tattoo in my heart. And it's a charity that I think I'll always support. And so we've, you know, through different things, we've raised money, we've done mission work for them. And my buddy, Steve Cavanaugh, who obviously you guys know I run Ascend with, was planning on every year, he does something called Master Mission, where it's half mastermind, half mission trip. And this year was kind of like up in the air because of COVID. Were we going to be able to travel internationally? How would that work? And so it was kind of up in the air, and he and I were talking about how we could, you know, raise money for Graces in the event that we couldn't go. And it ends up being that this trip is postponed and we're not going to be able to go to Guatemala. And so this just came in at the right time. Between both debates, we've raised just under $11,000. Now, when you consider that post-COVID, these families are living on $186 a month for a family of four, $186, you can kind of do the math and see how far $10,000 to $11,000 is going to go. So this is for the Graces Meals on Wheels. So it's going to provide food, and hopefully these kids will continue to receive an education. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I've had a few people. In fact, I've had some people in my inner circle, people that I've been involved in masterminds that are now kind of taking the idea and they're doing it in their live meetup groups, which I just think is really, really cool. Who knows? Maybe we see more people out there hosting debates. And I don't care about getting the credit for having the idea. I'm going to continue to do it because I'm having fun. I'm learning a ton. Our goal is not just to raise money for the charity, but it's also to educate, inspire, and to entertain you, to have fun. So if you hadn't had an if you have not had an opportunity to check out the debates, go to reidebate.com. Just put your name and email in. Again, nothing is for sale. There's no like fancy funnel or anything like that. You'll watch a short video about this charity. And it's 100% the honor system. If you choose to download and access all the resources, which are free and very valuable, you're basically saying, hey, I'm going to make a donation of my choice. It could be a dollar. It could be $100, $10, $10,000. I mean, we had somebody donate $5,000. We had several others donate $1,000. You know, so whatever you choose to do, if you want to open up your hearts and your wallets, knowing that this money is going to a great cause, great charity, a charity that I trust and know the board. And sometimes I've donated money and I question, like, is this money going into somebody's pocket or is it going to the right place? So just wanted to share that with you because we want to continue to raise money for these families and for these children. And yeah, I thank you for hearing me out. Just so you know, I will be hosting and moderating a third debate. Details are coming soon. This is actually, this one's not even going to be between two different asset classes. This is going to be about a subject and a topic where, that let's just say there's different schools of thought. Let's just say that very, very smart, experienced, knowledgeable entrepreneurs and thought leaders fall in different camps when it comes to this debate that I'm thinking of moderating and hosting. So I appreciate you so much. In fact, what I might even do is the last debate, storage versus multifamily, I may even publish that on the next couple of episodes or so. So thank you so much for listening to this. Thank you for your time. Thank you for, if you choose to make a donation, thank you for your hearts and for wanting to give. I can promise you that it will come back to you many, many times over. That's not the reason you should give. It's just a natural byproduct of what happens when you just open up your heart and choose to give, you know, whether it's time, money, resources, your experience, your knowledge, whatever it might be. So thank you, my friends. And I really look forward to connecting with you here in 2021. If I can help you, if I can add value in any way, shape, or form, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. And, you know, this podcast, the work that Steve and I are doing in our Ascend Mastermind and coaching community, you know, the work I'm doing now in the storage business, I mean, these are ways for me to give back and to help and to kind of create the kind of life I have and desire and my vision so that I can impact and inspire more people. So thank you and have an amazing day. I will talk to you soon. Peace.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.